Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The radio show that knows truth is always stranger than fiction.
Week Monday, I get shoes.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
Because they're too real to be part of my imagination.
On Talk Radio.
Anyway, listen, put your phones down, relax. Go and make yourself a cup of Holicks, guys. Hopefully you've got some ready. We'll take phone calls after 11. Kath and I were so thrilled by this. We're a tiny little niche cult show. And we sent an email out when we saw that Jeff Goldblum was coming over here. And I'll give the dates of where he's playing and where you can get the album in a bit. And I said to Kath, I've sent an email trying to get Jeff Goldblum. It won't happen. About a week later, we got an email saying, yeah, no, that should be okay. And this was a couple of months ago. And that whole time, we were waiting for the tap on the shoulder to say, I'm really sorry, it's going to breakfast. I'm really sorry, they don't want to do talk radio. And it didn't go. And even as we walked into the room today and we're waiting for Jeff to come around the corner, we're waiting for the, sorry, guys, it's not happening. But it did happen. He's got a new album out. He's doing a couple of three live shows. And this is what happened about 3 o'clock today when Kath and I met Jeff Goldblum.
Could you do me a favor, Sarah?
Yes, anything.
Could we take it just one more time?
From the top?
No, from that ending. I love that ending.
Before we get finished, we'll make the town roar.
We're just like Michael Corleone. We'll settle old scores.
Oh, then we'll talk to Vitero and dress up like whores.
Life is gonna be we. Part of my shadow and me. In Jurassic Park, scary in the dark.
I am scared that I'll get eaten.
Oh, Sarah, don't be scared of that.
Alice!
Right, just calm down for a second. We're recording now.
Calm.
Okay. Just slow down.
Are you nervous?
I'm not nervous. Why would I be nervous? What am I supposed to be nervous about? I'm just going to go and do an interview. This is with Jeff Goldblum, and that is nothing to be nervous about. I'm not nervous. I've done so many interviews. I've interviewed loads of people.
Here's the thing. He talks quite quickly, so if you're going to talk like that, this is going to be tricky.
Okay. We are at... Now, these are the famous BBC Maid of Vale studios, which I think they're closing down.
Yeah, I think I've heard that too.
Okay, today they're closing it down. This is, my sister used to live on that road there, that's Elgin Avenue.
Good to know.
She stole, I think we can say this, she stole one of those road signs that says Elgin Avenue.
Okay. So you know for sure then that she lived on Elgin Avenue?
I know, yes. So we're going to go and interview Jeff Goldblum. This is a weird one.
Yeah.
For us.
I don't think we've ever brought presents for a guest before, but we really, really want to be his friend.
Oh, yeah, because Jeff's gonna give us his phone number at the end of this. Hey, guys, hang out, cool.
I did bring biscuits.
Laced with LSD.
Shh.
Jeff's going, bye-byes. Well, I need a pee. Let's go in. This is the BBC, the British Broadcasting Corporation, Maid of Vale Studios. Let's go in.
Hello, were you here to interview Jeff Goldblum?
We're
with Zena, I think.
Lee, Ian Lee and Catherine Boyle.
Oh. It's not a good sign.
No, it's not, is it?
Catherine Boyle?
That's right, yeah.
Uh-oh, this is when we find out it's all been an elaborate hoax.
There
we go.
There we are.
Brilliant. Thank you so much.
If we just loiter here? We don't know.
You can go down if you want.
I don't know where we're going. Which...
I'll direct you down.
Thank you very much.
Everyone else goes down. You go down, take the green fire exit.
Yep.
Left, follow your nose downstairs, you'll see Studio 3.
Follow your nose, all right.
Thank you.
Thanks very much. Cheers.
Thanks.
Right. This is exciting. This place obviously is closing down because...
They don't give a stuff.
They've just set this off on our own. Have a little wander. Look at that, though. Look at that. There's an orchestra in there. Mate, that's incredible. That's incredible.
BBC Symphony Orchestra.
Yes, man. Oh, by the way, I'm going to boost the levels now. So the levels will be louder than they were earlier.
Thank you. Why are you doing that? Because we're whispering.
Okay. Hey, I'm Jeff Goldblum. I'm pleased to meet you. Every interview I've read with him, he comes across as so charming and delightful.
Well,
imagine if this is the one where he snaps. You bastards, I don't want to talk about this. Why are you talking about the fly?
Why is he suddenly from New York instead of Pittsburgh?
Because when he gets angry, his New York accent comes out. Hang on, stairway to studio.
He said it to the fire exit.
Okay.
Didn't he?
This is the problem now, is we are going to get so lost.
Studio 4, studio 5.
Okay, well, we want studio 3. It's a picture of John Peel. There's the Beatles, look. Hello, Beatles. The Beatles recorded programme.
Is it not this, MV3?
No. Is it? This is why we should have gone back the way we came. Well, let me just check here. Now we're late. And we know whose fault that is.
You're an outrage.
This is totally going to be wrong. What a surprise. Totally wrong. Well, let's go through this door anyway. I hate working with Catherine sometimes.
So what are we going to do with this stuff? Well, let's try and put these wires in.
Right, then I've seen a record.
Let's see how we get on.
That was a torturous route.
How are you?
No, this is Catherine.
Hi, Catherine. Lovely to meet you.
I see you're right.
Let's see if we can find Jeff.
Okay. This is a nice place, isn't it?
It's gorgeous.
Can't believe they're going to knock all this down.
It smells a bit old. Wooden.
You love old wood, do you?
It smells like school.
You like old wood?
Yeah. Not that old.
Come on. Come on, you love it. Behind that curtain.
No, you can't.
Yeah. Totally.
If we just get some seats here, is this
fine? This is
as long as everyone's quiet.
No, I don't even need you quiet. Yeah? But that moss is okay.
You're matching jackets.
This is awkward. Jeff Goldblum.
So nice to meet you.
Brother, so nice to meet you.
Look, a brown corduroy jacket. What's happening?
What are the chances of that?
This is the Under the Great Minds Think Alike file.
This is Catherine, my co-host.
Pleased to meet you, Jeff.
So pleased to meet you, Catherine.
How are you doing?
Thank you so much for doing this. Oh, I'm doing well, thank you. You guys?
Yeah, good. Are you ready now? Are you doing stuff?
I wasn't doing... Let me bring my water over here.
Bring water, yeah.
Yeah, so I can just stay hydrated while we do this. This looks like me. Two against one.
We're going to destroy you, Jeff.
I hope so. That's what I've been hoping for. So good, good, good. I want to hear everything. This is for. Tell me what this is
this
for.
This is for Talk Radio.
Yes.
We do a late night, kind of vaguely psychedelic, esoteric phone-in show where we kind of celebrate stuff.
Yes.
Instead of this thing that a lot of British and American radio does of causing fear and panic, we kind of celebrate beauty and art and music.
Well, that's
life.
What that's beautiful.
And here's a bit I think you're going to dig. It's mostly improvised. We don't set anything up apart from things like this.
Let's improvise up a storm. Having said that, watch me crash and burn. But
you finish doing what you're doing.
Well, this is the most inconsiderate thing. My two sons, 3 and 1, are not have never had any kind of thing. I want to see. Wait, here, so Ian Lee.
Hello.
Yes. Look at this. Performance ends. You will be remained, made a veil. I didn't even know this studio. Do you know? Well, we'll talk about it
this
when.
This is a famous studio. I think they're knocking it down, though.
That's what I just heard.
It's awful. Thank you.
And it's Ian and I-A-I-N.
Scottish.
And Catherine.
Just the regular way.
With a K.
K. And what's your last name?
Boyle.
Boyle. Mm-hmm. Like Susan Boyle.
So many ways.
Irish.
Yeah, well, yeah. Irish extraction, but no one I can remember.
Really? Mm-hmm. Catherine. Well, we'll talk about everything. Are you ready? How long do we have?
I think we've got 2 or 3 hours we booked with you.
I hope so.
We've got to about half past,
sir. That's perfect. Absolutely perfect.
Oh, we've got 25 minutes. Perfect. We can do anything. Look how colorful and everything. Catherine, well, thank you for doing this. That's
thank you for doing this, man.
My pleasure. Now, are you kidding?
I love this album.
You heard it?
I listened to it. Yeah, I've listened to it. I've just been handed a physical copy, but I listened to it via streaming.
Really? Yes. Did you hear it, Catherine?
I heard some bits, but not enough.
Let me see. And I've never seen, actually...
No. That's the first time you've seen your own record.
I have not seen... you don't want to break...
Break the seal. Break it.
This is me. Then you're beholding me breaking... That's the first.
You're in.
And I have never beheld this part of it. I've seen sort of a mock-up of something like that, but I have never seen...
There it is.
This is me looking at it for the first time. Nope. And this will ostensibly play, and...
We're led
songs.
To believe so.
We're led to believe so. And you liked it.
The duet with Sarah Silverman.
You did? Well, I love her very much. Yeah, thanks. We had fun doing, and I had fun doing the whole darn thing. But I've known her for a while. I hosted Saturday Night Live right after the first Jurassic Park in 93, and then again a little bit. But she was, I think, one of the writers when I originally did it. And I met her. She was young. And then we've stayed in touch. We've done a couple of different things together. And then as part of her live show that she does regularly at Largo, if you're in Los Angeles, she invited me one time to be part of it. She has special guests, so-called. And I had already worked up a version of this Me and My Shadow, which you may recognize from Frank Sinatra and Sammy Davis. Yeah, I think they cooked it up originally. We sort of adapted some specialty lyrics, and we did it. You can look us up rehearsing the first time we ever encountered it at her apartment.
Yeah.
When I set up my camera like this, I'll bet you could find that on YouTube. Anyway, when it came time to do this, and the great Larry Klein was our producer, and he was saying, I think, having seen this Rockwell show, which I'll tell you about, I think this is where you might want to focus the so-called album on. And I said, well, how about singers? We usually have a singer there. Well, let's make a list, and da-da-da-da. And he brought us Imelda May and Haley Reinhart, who are just brilliant. And I said, well, how about Sarah Silverman? He said, yes, that's a good idea. That'll capture some of the fun of what you do, and maybe the two of you can do something that's kind of fun. And so we did that, and she came. I suggested it to her. She said, "Yay, I want to do it." And then she showed up at my house with Larry sitting there, and me at my piano in my little guest house. And we ran through it once or twice, and that was it. And then on the day, we did that.
It's magic. On the day, it's that magic that you can only get in a live performance, where just everything hits at the right moment. It's joyful.
Thank you very much. Yeah. Well, I agree. I mean, I'm happy that that's how it hits your ear, but it was joyful for us doing it. And the whole thing was like that. And that's what Larry wanted to capture, because I've been doing this just for the pure fun of it for 30 years now, out and about and at Rockwell for, a while. I'll tell you the whole, birth of that. But, I just do it for fun, and we do have fun, and people who come there, a lot of them don't know the jazz songs that we're playing, and we have the responsibility of introducing them to Thelonious Monk and Charles Mingus and some of these songs. But we do it, and I think in a sophisticated way. I play with great guys, and they help me do a version of it that has integrity and validity and sophistication. They're spectacular, and I'm learning from them all the time. That's one of the thrills that I get out of it. And the people, but we do it in a fun way. And that's one of the things that Larry said. He said, I think what I'm seeing here at Rockwell is how jazz used to be at a certain time when it was a social kind of you know, inflaming, sexy music, and that's kind of what we're doing. He said, I think we could capture that if we do it at Capitol Records, where I know I can get a beautiful recording of it, but we set up a live bunch of people.
So it's not in the studio, but you've set it up like a supper club.
We put a couple hundred chairs for a couple, 200-300 people there, and it was like a supper club, and people came, and I kind of, we did what we do, basically, every week.
I know some of these songs. I'm not a jazz head.
I was going to say, this sounds like the ultimate introduction to jazz. Yeah. This is something that he's been looking for.
Because we're not jazz people. I'm kind of pop and rock.
And you're feeling like you need jazz in your life at this point.
I'm getting to an age when I think jazz...
Well, you're still a very young man. 25 is an accomplishment. That's a quarter of a century is a big deal. You have a long way to go. I love that lovely soft pink, baby pink sweater. I think you call it a jumper.
You call it a jumper.
Jumper here, yes.
Doesn't it sound funny?
A jumper to an American, though, is a pinafore dress.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. A jumper? That's oh, yes, a jumper, a little jumper. And we have jumper cables. Do you know what that is?
Jump leads.
Yeah, in the car if the battery goes down.
Yep.
But what were we saying? The fascinating thing that I've forgotten.
For a young man like me.
Now that's you. Yes, yes. well, a lot of people. Some people I say, you know, I play jazz. You like jazz? They go, jazz. I don't know, you know. But da da da. You know, I maybe they've had an encounter with something a little out of their league or something. But yes. It's a very few people who walk away from what we do, unless they're not telling me, who don't say, gee, that was a blast.
Because your music sounds like a good time.
Well, we have a good time. I think it's pretty good.
Give me an album, apart from this one, after this one, that I should go out and buy as an introduction to jazz. What should be my second jazz record?
Well, you know, you're a jazz. You know everything about jazz.
I do
Catherine.
Not know really? Anything about jazz.
Well, these guys, the band behind me, with whom I just played, they would know everything because they went to college for it, and they probably
jazz
know
college.
Jazz college. I know. But I'll tell you, me, you know, I took lessons when I was a kid in Pittsburgh, and my dad, the doctor, they had four kids. I had three brothers and sisters. He loved jazz. He didn't play, but he brought home, at the time it was just come out, Errol Garner. He was from Pittsburgh, like I was, and he said, listen to this. And he was a doctor, but he went, listen to how that guy pauses. It's so brave. And then he goes and he did a kind of scat version of what he heard Errol Garner doing. He went, bo-pa, 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 bo-pa.
Experience the unconventional.
Hello.
The unpredictable.
Don't you think that's a bit weird?
And the completely unorthodox.
It was my birthday.
With rule-free Ian Lee.
I was just trying to generate a bit of content.
The late night alternative with Ian Lee.
Hate alarm clock. Hate going to work.
On Talk Radio.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, I'm Jamie East. Now, as well as being on Talk Radio every afternoon between 1 and 4pm, I've just started a brand new podcast that I wanted to tell you about. It's called Talk Film. We've got interviews with the big stars like Martin Freeman, Tandy Newton, Josh Brolin, loads of them. And also all of the reviews of the week's big releases. There's a new episode every Thursday, available through Apple Podcasts and your favourite podcast app. Just search for Talk Film and give it a whirl. If you like it, please hit that subscribe button.
Tales of mystery and imagination on the radio show that does things differently.
Dolly Parton, I listen to a record that they love.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
I'm a nutjob, but not that kind of nutjob.
On Talk Radio.
Honest to God, it's the new Breaking Bad.
Oh no!
You know, and I was like, wow. My dad's interested in this. This is something. And I, you know, so maybe, you know, Errol Garner, I'll tell you, that wouldn't be a bad place to start. He has a lot of things. I have on my iPhone right now a song by him. You'd look it up. called El Dorado, yeah, that these days, if I'm doing a photo shoot or something, I say, hey, put on that in a, put that on a loop and just keep playing it because it gets me going. But he's a untrained, he doesn't read music, Errol Garner, as the story goes, I think, but he is a genius and he plays beautifully and uniquely joyfully. It's really something. And plays all those standards that you have heard Tony Bennett
Dudley
and Frank Sinatra. Yes.
He spoke about jazz. He compared jazz to comedy and he says the similarities between jazz and comedy is you hold the beat until the very, very last moment and then you hit the beat. And he said that's the same kind of rule for comedy. You deliver the punchline at the very last moment, not too late, otherwise you lose the rhythm, but not too early. And he's in the same with jazz. Does that kind of make sense to you?
I've never heard anything like that. I love it. I loved Dudley Moore. I met him once, you
did
know.
You really?
Yes,
yeah,
I
he
did.
He was a great pianist.
I know he was. I love him playing. Well, we were in a car at some event. I bet I can't even remember what it was, but we were being, you know, taken in a car. And we shared a car
wow.
once. And I was like, Dudley Moore, because I saw him on Broadway with Peter Cook doing one of their shows,
wow.
which I loved
yeah.
to pieces. These days you can go on YouTube and see many of their bits. He was just brilliant. And you know, the reason I'm an actor, one of the first experiences that I had, my parents took us to see a theater, children's theater first. And that's when I kind of went, well, what are they doing with this Beauty and the Beast and da-da-da-da-da. And then when I was a middle teenager, after already I need to be an actor thinking, they took us to a couple of other shows that came and did a road version of a New York appearance at production. And one of them was Beyond the Fringe. And for those Dudley Moore fans, they'll know that he and Peter Cook
and
Alan Bennett and
who's the fourth
you know,
the doctor,
yes, who's the Shakespearean scholar,
Jonathan Miller
who has
Jonathan
many
Miller.
great you know, things that you can look up, and
yeah.
he's talking with erudition about one thing or another. Yeah, they did it originally. I didn't see them, but I saw a road company of Beyond the Fringe, and which I think they wrote,
yeah.
they all wrote, and that made me, you know, I was like, I gotta do this. I think that night, in fact, I broke out in a kind of sweat sitting there thinking, I'm going to at some point uncontrollably jump up and join in.
Wow.
I'm not going to be able to help myself. That really.
And religious moment almost.
Well, a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of.
Talk about sexy. Now, is it come on in my house? Is that the one about I'm going to give you candy?
Yes.
That song is filth.
Oh, yeah, I know that song.
It's
pure and the
filth.
The lady that sings it.
Imelda May is a great, great artiste.
Filth.
Well,
it's
deeply, it's erotic, but in a refined way, but deeply naughty. Yes, and only by suggestion and inference. Wait till you see. Have you seen us do it together? Because
no.
I'm playing piano. They filmed us doing this,
right.
And you see me. It's only the second time I've seen her do it, and she's kind of doing it to me. You know, she's going, I'm going to give you pomegranates, and she does some things like that, and I'm like,
it's an incredible version.
And I'm looking at her on the film, and I'm going, I just become very still and deeply. You know, inflamed, I think, is the idea. Yeah.
May we be so bold as to tell you our favorite thing of yours
you
that you've ever
bold
done?
You can be bold as you want.
Portlandia.
Oh, my God. I love Portlandia so much.
I love it myself. I love doing it. Well, first of all, Fred Armisen, Carrie Brownstein.
Genius.
John Kreisel is one of the geniuses behind that, who directed them and who gave me as much freedom as anyone with whom I've improvised, so-called, on camera. He was like, no, turn the camera on. Just, you don't even have to hit this tent pole idea, and doesn't have to be this event. Just talk about this and talk about that. It was kind of like that. It was really fun, and they're brilliant. I liked it. And then they rewrote it in editing.
Yeah.
They got some interesting bits, and it came out cute, didn't it?
It's lovely, isn't it?
Love it so much.
Yeah,
so much. I was going to thank you as well for The Tall Guy.
Thank you. You know, I'm doing the Graham Norton show this week, and who's going to be on it with me on the couch is Rowan Atkinson.
Oh, wow.
Really?
And I haven't seen him for a couple of decades.
Yeah.
Yes, that was Emma Thompson's first movie. Yeah. I like that movie, too. You know, it was Richard Curtis's first movie script, I believe. It was originally called Camden Town Boy. because it was kind of his story, and I think he's from Camden, if I'm remembering rightly. But then they said, well, let's get an American actor in it. Well, who? Well, how about this Jeff Goldblum? And then they called it The Tall Guy, me being freakishly tall. Freakishly tall.
You're about the same, aren't you?
Really?
Jeff,
well, we're the same. I look up to you. You tower over me.
I get really excited. And if I'm out with Kath, if I see people that are taller than me, because that's what it must feel like to be normal.
There is a silent exchange between us, and he sort of tries to position himself next to them just so I can check.
Ah, yes. Well, how about you and I? You and I are what are you, 6'4"?
6'4".
I'm 6'4".
This is great.
Oh, are you?
Should we fight?
Sounds
make
like a
love?
Challenge.
One of those two.
Everything at once. All at once. Yeah, I love to. You ever get next to somebody who's 7 feet tall?
Yeah,
or
that's a joy.
Yeah.
That's
or a
joy.
Lady who's 6'7" or something.
A couple of times.
I know.
Powerful.
Very powerful.
You're doing live shows. I think they may have sold out.
That's what I hear. Ronnie Scott's were doing a couple in late November, and at Cadogan Hall. Is that how you say it?
Yeah.
I've heard different things, but Cadogan Hall.
Yeah, that works.
Okay, Cadogan Hall. Anyway, as part of the London Jazz Festival.
Which is great. They have some great acts on.
I'll bet they do. I hope we
say it like that, for God's sake.
But they have some great acts. And you. No, you're included in the greatness.
Well,
of
you
things.
Know, I hope we're worthy of it, really. I'm a humble student, and this is a humble offering.
What can people expect from the show? What's it going to be?
Well, let me see. Well, this band, I'll tell you.
Who's in the band? Let's name check those guys. Or have I put you on the spot now?
Not at all. Joe Bagg is an organist
who's
an eighth degree black belt master and the sweetest guy on earth. Alex Frank is a young pal of mine, but a spectacular bass player.
Jeff is miming the instruments at the moment.
Yes,
I should just say, in case
you didn't know. Well, you can't say the word goatee. If you ask somebody, what's a goatee? They'll say, you know, it's one of those things. Yeah. So he's the bass player. John Story is our great guitar player.
He uses all the neck by the looks of that.
I went up and down like Jimi Hendrix. I go up and down that neck. Then Kenny Elliott is our great, great drummer. And James King is our saxophonist or our saxophonist, whatever you call it over here. He's with Fits and the Tantrums, too.
Okay.
All these people have played with multiples because of luminaries. And that's the band. And singing with us, of course, on this tour. Oh, and Till Bronner. Till Bronner is somebody we hadn't played with. Is the trumpeter who plays on several tracks, is going to join us in Berlin and some of these gigs, because we're going to Berlin and Paris.
Fantastic.
And he was brought to us also by Larry Klein, but he's the foremost trumpeter in the world and plays several tracks there.
Yeah.
And then Imelda May, who lives over here, is going to join us and sing all of her songs with us, I think, from that album, and maybe more. She's fantastic. She's going to sing this Bitter Earth. Oh, heart, soulfully heartbreaking. And come on to my house. Get ready. Hold on to your butts, as Sam Jackson says in Jurassic Park. And then, and that's it, you know. But, of course, on the record, we've got Haley Reinhardt, Sarah Silverman, unfortunately, doing other things. But that's the band, and maybe surprises. And I don't know what we're going to do, because at the gig, I'm always surprised. Our manager and director, John Mastro, gives me pieces of paper, and I read them, and then extemporize from them, free associate, and play with the audience, and do quizzes.
I tell you what I get from listening to you here, and listening to the record, is the joy that you have, the love you've got for this music, and
That's
for playing
true.
This music. It comes through.
Well, thank you.
Is this what you were listening to as a 10-year-old? Is it a 10-year-old Jeffrey Goldblum? What kind of stuff were you playing in your bedroom?
Jeffrey Lynn Goldblum, that's my whole name. My mom originally, I had a kids album when I was very young from Danny Kaye. You remember Danny? You know Danny Kaye. There was this kids album called Mommy, Give Me a Drink of Water. And then there was this other stuff. Remember he did like Minnie the Moocher, this Cab Calloway, this kind of jazz stuff.
Yeah.
He could do anything. And he did this thing at the end of one song. I don't know what it is, but this bit of scat that I memorized and still remember. You want to hear it? It goes like this. That's Danny Kaye.
Magic.
And I still know that. And I do it for my son, and he kind of gets a kick out of it, you know.
Danny Kaye was great. The speed he could move his lips and his tongue was ridiculous.
He was something else. And then, you know, they showed us these, they gave us these Errol Garner records. Thelonious Monk was around, and I heard this interesting thing, and as you know, I've come to learn, and he's a big, you know, hero of mine. And what else? Then my brother, older brother, is a big jazz fan, brought home a Miles Davis, you know, Sketches of Spain album. He liked Brazilian music too, and there was an Astro Gilberto Stan Getz record that he played over and over again that really got in amongst me, you know. That kind of stuff.
Come on, my house, come on. Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you candy. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you everything.
Experience the unconventional.
Hello.
The unpredictable.
Don't you think that's a bit weird?
And the completely unorthodox.
It was my birthday.
With rule-free Ian Lee.
I was just trying to generate a bit of content.
The late night alternative with Ian Lee.
Hate alarm clock. Hate going to work.
On Talk Radio.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.